sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We were talking about cancers and different things, treatments, alternative treatments, new ways of looking at things here in 2025. You pulled down a bunch of peer-written medical journals, documents, publications. You studied these for us, and you've really spent a lot of time analyzing this, Jeff. What have you basically come to? What conclusions? What have you looked at?
Well, like I said, this is just a little bit of a short, just dip a toe into this, because once I started researching this, like I said, it's like drinking from a fire hose.
Right.
The amount of information that I found. But what we're kind of centering around is what's called drug repurposing. So you're going to take drugs that we already have in existence, that we already use, and finding out that they have other effects. Okay. Another one that I just found out the other day is the drug sildenafil, which is Viagra. Okay.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't know Viagra is actually a heart medicine. It wasn't designed for the purpose everybody uses it for nowadays. That was actually the side effect of the drug. But found out that we get dogs that'll have what they call congenital mega esophagus, and this is where the esophagus doesn't contract like it's supposed to. You can treat it with Viagra. I just learned that one the other day. So we have a dog that we just started on it, and then we're going to see how this works. But what this centered around and is, and it kind of stemmed from having a client sent me an email, is ivermectin, good old ivermectin, we're going to pull that back up again, sure, as an anti-cancer agent. And I started doing a little research on that, and holy wah. Yeah, there is a lot of information out there on this.
Now, ivermectin, I believe, been used for 70, 80 years in the treatment of malaria. That was the original intent of that drug?
Well, actually, it's not been around quite that long. It was okayed or got approval in 78, okay? And it is used to treat parasites, okay? And not typically the malarial parasite, but like river blindness in humans and dogs. Obviously, we use it. It was one of the first things we used for heartworm disease, you know, to help. And farmers use it all the time in their cattle and livestock to get rid of parasites. But yeah, that was originally where it started. And they just have, some people have just kind of noticed, just like with the Viagra, talking about like, hey, there's a little side effect here. Animals that's getting, and people that are getting Ivomec don't tend to get cancer. And they started looking at it, go, well, wait a minute. You know, let's start looking at this a little bit.
Now, so, in this process, now, this is all the research you've been looking at. This yep. was in animals or in humans?
This is actually all the research. There are animal studies. A lot of this research has either been in human or human cell lines, or in, and there's been some in dogs, but most of the information I found was talking about human cancers, which a lot of that stuff is, you know, applicable to animals too.
Sure.
What triggered this is I had a client that had a dog that had a tumor in its mouth, and they asked me about resecting it, or somebody emailed me about it, and I was, you know, talking to them about it, but they said that they had had this dog on the treatment with ivermectin and fabendazole, which is another dewormer, and that it has shrunk down. And I'm like, holy cow. So that's why I started my research.
Excellent, excellent. Yep. Perfect spot for a break, talking about cancers with Dr. Jeff. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Jeff staying on through the break, talking about his cancer research. Jeff, go ahead and give us some more information.
Okay, so basically what we're going to talk about, or I was going to talk about, was I started looking at Ivomec specifically, because like I always say, you drink it from a fire hose, so you got to kind of narrow down, well, what are you going to do? Because if you try to study everything, I mean, that's years, you know, to try to look at all this.
Sure, absolutely.
So what we did is I kind of focused, all right, so the question I asked is, does ivermectin, are there any studies or anything that shows that ivermectin has potential to be used in the treatment of cancer? And the answer to that question is yes. Of course, you always find out stuff interestingly, you know, kind of as a sidebar to this, which I also found information that not only several papers now that they're not suppressing things anymore about ivermectin's activity against coronavirus. Also, apparently, it has some activity against HIV, too. So, very interesting. But so what I did is I focused on that. And so I'm pulling papers, and there's three different kinds of papers. If you guys, and y'all can do your own research, too, and read these things. There's three basic type of papers that I'll look at here. There's what they call literature review papers, and this is where you go out and do exactly what I'm doing right now is kind of a literature review. I go through and I pull all these studies, I read them, and then I make a executive brief, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another one is called a case study, which is where somebody's going to go, which is similar to the person that emailed me that kind of triggered all this. They're going to go, hey, I had this case. This dog had this diagnosis. We used this drug, and this is what happened. Okay, that's got a little bit more weight to it because, all right, you put it in an animal, and this is what happened. The best study is to find out what's called a double-blinded study, and that's the gold standard. And that is the best way to prevent any kind of bias or anything like that, too.
Now, how do those double-blind studies, how do they work?
Well, what that basically will do is you will take either a cell line or you'll take like a mouse with a tumor, and we'll have, let's say, 50 mice with tumors, okay? And we're going to go, all right, these 25, and they got all the same kind of you know, tumor cells, and they go, okay, these 25 we are going to treat with our drug, let's say ivermectin, okay? These 25 over here, we're not going to do, these are our control, we're not going to do anything with them. Or even then, you can do, sometimes maybe you'll have three groups. You'll have the experimental drug group, okay? You'll have the standard drug group, let's say cisplatin, which is another common anti-cancer drug, chemotherapy drug, and then you'll have a control group that you do nothing to, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But they all get injections every day. Even the control group is just getting salines. And the researchers that are doing the injections and looking at the results don't know which group is getting what. Okay? You've got somebody else as the researcher they don't talk to each other. They go, okay, well, we're going to have group A get the experimental drug, group B is going to get the standard treatment, and group C is going to get the placebo. Okay? But who's doing it, and then you're going to have a different researcher is then going to look at the different, you know, they'll go ahead and treat them, see what happens, look at the results, and somebody else will know, will make the decision, did it work or not. Because if you knew that you gave group A the experimental drug, you might be biased in interpreting the results.
I see what you're saying.
Even if you don't want to be,
yeah.
Humans are inherently biased to a certain point. I mean, that's just what it is. Okay.
Sure.
But this way you kind of blind that. And a lot of times what will happen is somebody will make up the protocol. Somebody else will decide which group gets what. And then somebody else will actually administer it and read it. So like nobody knows nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody knows what's gave who what and what was it or anything. Yep. Gotcha.
And they get together at the end of the day, put all the cards on the table and go, oh, look, okay, well, this happened and this happened and this happened. And
right.
There are some double-blinded studies that I can find that are showing that ivermectin has some anti-cancer effects. Now, sometimes it's a direct effect where it's actually affecting the cancer cells, and a lot of times it's a additive effect where, a good example is one of the lists that I went through. I mean, here I can just blurt out the short list at this point, then I got tired. And if I found activity against colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, bladder cancer, leukemia, multiple myeloma, glioma, which is a brain tumor, osteosarcomas, liver cancers, breast cancers, and even in that, with the breast cancer, the triple negative breast cancer, which is like the really hot one, they found out ivermectin itself does not hit the cancer cells, but at least in a culture, resensitizes the cells to the standard treatment, to the tamoxifen.
Okay. Yeah,
so you can use it as an adjunct therapy too. Urethral carcinomas, esophageal cancers, lung adenocarcinomas, GI cancers, melanomas. And at that time, I got tired, and I'm like, okay, I'm quit looking.
Right. But now, let me ask you a question. Sure. In humans, like you mentioned, cows. I have a farmer friend. Yep. He buys ivermectin in 55-gallon barrels, and he literally for his dairy cows. Uses it all the time, and he's even given us small little vials of it to apply to us topically. Also, it's available at Tractor Supply. Yes. Is that acceptable way of humans to be able to use ivermectin, or do you think they should use the pill form?
You should really go get the pill form, because just like every tool. Okay, has a downside. A hammer is great for driving a nail, not so great for driving your thumb. Okay,
right.
So that's why I got to put this big thing. Ivermectin can be toxic. Okay?
Okay,
the only difference between a drug and a poison is dose. And also in dogs, I'm not sure as much in humans, but in dogs, you can have certain dogs that have genetic deficiencies that they cannot have ivermectin. These are called MDR1 mutant dogs. Mm-hmm. So. So the research I found was based on there wasn't so much as where they've done studies actually in people, but they've done what they talked about in vitro and in vivo. And this is another thing you're going to see when you start reading the abstracts or reading part of this, you start looking at this. An in vitro effect, V-I-T-R-O, okay, remember the T. T means test tube. That means they didn't do it in an animal. They did it in a Petri dish, okay?
Got it.
Which
got
usually
it.
Where you start, because that's cheap, easy to do. And you go, sure. Oh, look, it worked. Then you go in vivo, V-I-V-O. That means they put it in a mouse, a rat, you know, whatever. So
it's a varmint for V.
Yep, got it. For V. So they, because once you go from, it might have an effect in a Petri dish, but maybe the concentrations that you have are so high that it will be, if you put it in an animal, it would be toxic. So once you start putting in an animal, well, now you have to deal with all the organ systems. That's when things change. Things can get, you know, you got all these interactions, and that's why you got to move to that.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so I got a question. Talk to your, if you have a dog with this, talk, you're an animal with a cancer, talk to your veterinarian, or you can give me a call too. I'm actually kind of looking for, not that I'm looking for cancer, but I'm kind of waiting to get the next case I get through. I'm going to start doing some case studies.
Yeah.
Just like this, again, not exactly a double-blinded study, but I just want to see if on my own, I'm like, hey, you know, we talk to the client. I'm like, as long as you understand, okay, this is not... You know, we talk about tip of the spear medicine. We talk about regular medicine and then tip spear medicine. This is in front of that, okay? The nice thing is it's a drug. It's been around forever. We know its safety margins. You know, I just, you know, had a talk with one of my staff. You always got to do your risk-to-benefit analysis. All right, we have an animal. It's got cancer. Can't resect it. If we give it ivermectin, what is the worst case thing to happen? And usually, and I'm going to be very broad with this. Obviously, every animal is individual, but usually the worst case thing is it's just not going to work. Okay.
Right.
And they're still going to have cancer. Well, what's the best thing that could happen? Well, it could work, and we could either get rid of the cancer or make it smaller, make it easier, or control it, or do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we would have you got to have a heart-to-heart talk with the client, and they have to understand, and then, you know, they release, hey, we're doing, I won't call it experimental medicine, but we're in, you know, we're into that stem cells and way out here. And then on top of that, I found another paper, and this is another peer reviewed out of the Cancer Medicine Journal. what date this was in 2023. Okay, so this is new. There, and I'm going to read a little sentence straight here from the abstract. The abstract, when you read a paper, is like the executive brief. Okay, the summary.
Sure.
Yep. So, and it says, here we review. So the title of it is Novel or New Strategies to Reverse Chemo Resistance or Resistance in Colorectal Cancer, Resistance to Chemotherapy Drugs. Common and so here we review common and novel measures to combat the resistance, including drug repurposing. Okay, that means taking drugs that we have used for other things and go, okay, will this work here? A short list on this is nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which is going to be like Advil, naproxen, you know, in dogs is Carprev and Galliprant, Prevacox, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Metformin, enalapril, ivermectin, and then a few others, melatonin, and SAMI, which are all cheap, generic, easily available drugs. I mean, I've got half of these on my shelf right now.
Sure.
But it's trying to get somebody to get in there and let's get an actual real. And now you're getting into almost the political component of it too, mm-hmm. because these drugs are generic, they're cheap,
and, very cheap. Yes. Oh yeah.
But now you're going to have some drug company want to put in billions of dollars because it costs a lot, and that's part not to defend them, but I also understand why some certain medicines are cost so much. Is it can cost billions of dollars to get a drug through, like Wegovy or Ozempic right now. But the drugs are patented, and patents are only good for, what, 25, 27 years?
Sure.
They have to make back that money. I mean, it's capitalism, yay America, that's why we're here. But they have to make back that money in that time period. Because once you pass that 27, like I said, ivermectin was patented in 1978, and it's way off patent now. Anybody can make it. So the big drug companies aren't going to dump billions of dollars into doing actual real studies on these things to, hey, get us a real answer here. So it's almost like this should be the realm of the universities that are publicly funded. They, you know, I would really like to see Michigan State, you know, do this or somebody. If there's somebody out there, a PhD student, university student, microbiology or something like that, biochemist, and you're looking for your PhD thesis, I think you ought to pick one of these up.
Absolutely, man, yeah. Because the potential people doing more research and like you. So basically, the message, bottom line, any of our listeners know of anybody where their dog especially has developed a cancer. They've been told by their vet that they have some type of cancer. You would like to be able to see this animal and to do this testing on them to see if you can prove your thesis.
Yep. And I always got to say this, obviously we're not going to do anything that's going to harm the dog. We'll talk to you. We'll make sure you understand exactly what we're doing.
Right.
And I really got to iterate this again like I did with the Corona. Do not go to Tractor Supply Company and don't do this on your own, okay?
No.
The only difference between a drug and a poison is dose. You need to be trained to know how to dose this appropriately, and especially if you've got a collie, border collie, or any of those kind of breeds like that, really talk to your veterinarian because those are the ones that the ivermectin can, even the normal doses can kill them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So
very good. Good information. Appreciate it. And good call to action for the listeners. If you want to talk to Dr. Jeff, give him a call, 906-635-5910. And we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Family Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning